Blog Talk Radio. To conquer your dream. Well, today is your day to put your dream to the test. Oh, how I love Mondays. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted here on Motivational Mondays, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Where you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. The number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights and various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will be sharing with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then We will open the program up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to a very rich and interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Put your dream to the test. Discover 10 steps to conquer your dream. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I'm out of breath. You get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. For our regular listeners, I know you came to Motivational Mondays well-equipped and prepared. So we're going to share this with our visitors. If you don't have your pens, notepads, tablets, your iPads, desktops, laptops, your smartphones with your notes, you need to grab whatever you need to grab so that you can capture the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast and all of those wonderful rich nuggets, those jewels and those gems. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and it's time to put your dream to the test. We're going to look at, give a little peekaboo on ownership and cost. And the question raised is your dream really your dream? That's one of the questions we're going to process around today. Is your dream really your dream? That's question number one, right out of the gate of put your dream to the test. And we're going to give you a taste of that. Put Your Dreams to the Test is authored by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and I am a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team. For those of you that didn't know, Coach Adams was a JMT'er, as we call it in our John Maxwell family. So Put Your Dream to the Test is about asking the right questions, and it gives you 10 questions to help you see it and seize it. It's a great tool to help you to achieve your dreams, one of which I absolutely love. You know, the richness of the curriculum tools that I have readily available as a part of my leadership partnership with John C. Maxwell to pull out of my toolbox. There are various tools that I love, and this is high on my list. Put Your Dream to the Test. So today's question is based on ownership. As I mentioned, is your dream really your dream? And that's a question that we have to really dig in and process. And then we're going to look at cost. Am I willing to pay the price for my dream? Am I really willing to pay the price, the cost, for my dream? So let's dive right on in and set the stage of where we are going. And so what is your dream is my question that I release to you in the airwaves today to vibrate for you to process and think about. What is your dream? The other question is, and this is things that make you want to go, will you achieve your dream in your lifetime? Will you achieve it in your lifetime? That's a great question now, isn't it? And I know you're thinking, wow, Coach Adams, you're coming right out of the gate asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and we want to definitely provoke thought in you today around your dream, because I am truly a dream builder and supporter, and so I'm excited about this journey. I want you to understand that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions. Are you energized by your dream, your will, and your emotions? Is there a vibrancy when you start to think about your dream? Good question, right? Well, I want to share with you, and for some, this is a little reminder, but we're going to touch on it very briefly, 5 common reasons for not identifying our dream. There are 5 common reasons why we do not identify our dream. And one is discouragement. We've been discouraged along the way, and I'm not going to dig in deep to this particular area because I've been giving you a snapshot over the past 2 weeks, and so our on-demand library is available for you to go deeper into this particular area, but I want to kind of give a reminder so that it stays before us, the 5 common reasons for not identifying your dream. Discouragement. Disappointments. I've been disappointed along the way. I thought I was going to accomplish something by a certain time, and I haven't. We begin to settle. We get comfortable and good. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And so we don't allow ourselves to be challenged to great and the next level, so we settle. A lack of confidence. Somewhere along the way, our confidence has been stripped from us, and so now when it comes to pursuing my dream, I don't have the confidence to do so because I've lost this very birthright that God has given me. The lack of imagination. We are not creative in our thought process. We don't allow our mind to just kind of envision the fullness of our dreams. And so failing to identify our dreams, these are the reasons why. We get stuck. Discouragement, disappointment, settling, lack of confidence, and lack of imagination. Well, I want you to know that put your dream to the test gives you 10 steps to conquer your dream. We have the ownership question, clarity, reality, passion, pathway, people, cost, tenacity, fulfillment, and significance. Today, we're going to cover ownership and cost. If you want to dive deep into this in-depth study, you're going to have to take my private mastermind roundtable that's starting on this Thursday, October the 1st. If you want to know more, we'll give you that contact information for you to be able to make that connection. And for those of you that register within 24 hours of today, this show, this broadcast, I have something extra special for you, a gift of empowerment to support you in putting your dream to the test. But let's dive right on into step number 1, ownership. Are you living your dream or the dream of someone else? A dream that someone else has for you. When I think about this question, and I giggled because when I was growing up, my mom got accordion lessons for me. Yeah, I know, right? Go figure. Yes, Coach Adams learned how to play the accordion. I remember when I had the opportunity to travel to Italy and they had the accordion player there. In San Marco, Italy, and it just took me back to that moment. Little girl, this teeny tiny little girl with this big old accordion, and my mom was so proud. That was her dream, that I would learn how to play the accordion. She wanted me to be cultured, and I love and appreciate that about her. She wanted to give me a taste of something that was so unexpected. And I mean, come on, really? The accordion, totally unexpected. And I remember, and again, we're talking about, are you living your dream or the dream someone else has for you? And so she got me these lessons because it was her dream that I would have a taste of culture and that I would be able to do something different, unexpected. And she would love when she would have people over, go get your accordion and play your song. So this little bitty girl, she goes and gets the accordion and, you know, I'm barely holding it up and moving to the side as I'm, you know, playing the song and all of that. That was my mom's dream. It was not my dream. And in that moment, I realized I don't want to play the accordion. I was starting as a little girl to figure out ownership of my dream. But yeah, no, I don't want to play the accordion. If you want that, okay, you can take the lesson. I don't want it. So needless to say, that was a short-lived stint, but I did learn how to play a song. I can't tell you what it is today, but I do have that experience back in the day on my resume, accordion player. So, have you heard, you should be a blank? Mm-hmm. Haven't we heard that? You should be a blank. You should be a doctor. You should be a lawyer. You should be a this. You should be a that. You should be a that, 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 that. I have a funny story around this question as well. As we're digging into ownership on put your dream to the test, you know, all of my life, I've been complimented for my voice. Of course, I live with it, so I don't hear it in the way that others hear it. As a matter of fact, I think it was last week sometime, I called someone or spoke with someone I hadn't talked to in a while, and they said, I know this voice. And I'm thinking, is it that distinctive that you know it and you haven't heard it in a while? And so, interestingly enough, when in the 90s, when the 900 numbers came out big, people were trying to infringe their dream on me yet again. They were like, oh, my gosh, you have such a great voice. You should do a 900 number. You can make a lot of money with the 900 numbers. Now, for those of you who remember when the 900 numbers came on the scene, you know, I'm thinking the minister of the gospel, that wasn't the way in which God wanted me to make the money through the 900 numbers. And so, of course, that wasn't for me. Again, I realized that's not my dream. That's someone else's thoughts for me. So have you heard you should be a blank? Or maybe you've heard, have you ever thought about this? I always wanted to be a blank. But my parents, think about this, but my parents wanted me to be a blank. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to disappoint them. But so I followed that pathway. We have many people that are in the medical industry as doctors, that are attorneys, that are this, that are that, not because that was their dream, but because their mom or their dad, their guardian said, you should be blank. And so they got on that pathway, but it wasn't their desire. And I don't want you to get into that place of saying, wow, Coach Adams, well, now it's too late. It's never too late to take ownership of your dream. And I want to share with you, again, giving you a taste of put your dream to the test. And if you want to dig in deeper, my 8-week mastermind starts on this coming Thursday, October 1st, limited space, but we do have a few slots available. So if you're interested, I want you to give our team a call, area code 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Mention Motivational Mondays, and we have a special gift of empowerment just for you. So taking ownership of your dream. How do you own your dream? Well, number one, you can't compare. You know, it's interesting because the thing about this to understand is that God is going to help you to be the very best you that He created you to be. He is not going to help you to be the best copy, knockoff of someone else. And so stop comparing yourself to someone else. Just do what you need to do to be the very best you that you can be and how you were created. You are unique. No one has your fingerprint. No one has the fullness of your DNA. I want you to know that you are unique, and how you are created is extra special. But I get the comparisons. I really do. I remember when I first started my journey, I had the opportunity to speak on a platform with several other speakers. And this was early on, one of my first speaking opportunities, and I am, you know, still trying to find my way. But I was owning my dream, and so I'm walking in the fullness of that. And this particular speaker, who I had the utmost respect for, we all had our opportunity to speak. And afterwards, she came up to me and she said, "You can't come out of the gates like that with all that power." And I listened to her and I thought, why not? She was trying to compare me with her and what worked for her. And that's not my style. I come with energy and vibrancy. That's me. I can't be compared to you because I'm not you. And many of us, we struggle in owning our dream because we are trying to compare ourselves to someone else. No comparison. And the other thing is that we will not bet on ourselves. So one, we're comparing ourselves to other people. We're trying to live up to other people. We're trying to be a copy of someone else instead of being the unique original that God has called us to be, that's unlike anybody else, and embracing that. And we don't even want to bet on ourselves. We won't bet on ourselves. So we're comparing. We won't bet on ourselves. You know, you people will say, what sweat equity do you have in you? And you don't have any because you're not willing to bet on you. I remember early on when I launched into full-time entrepreneurship, I, in my mind, was like, I'm taking a chance on me. I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want, you know, to look down the line and say, oh, I would have, could have, should have. What if I would have? I could at least say, I did. I took a risk. I bet on me. It may not have been a perfect journey, but I was willing to bet on Shania Marie Adams, and I'm still betting on her, and boy, is she a winner. Lead your life. Lead your life. We're talking about ownership of your dream. Number one, don't compare. Number two, bet on yourself. Number three, lead your life. Don't just allow your life to be one that you're following the lives of others and you're following. No, take ownership of your life and lead your life. Take charge of your life. Make the decisions you need to make for your life to get the results that you desire to make. Don't tell somebody else, if you show me how to get there, I'll get there. If you come wake me up in the morning and be my alarm and pull me by my hand and take me out the door and put me in the car. No, you lead your own life. Learn how to be self-motivated within yourself. Get those tools in place that you need that support you in fighting to be motivated. I mean, really and truly, I have to tell you, our global listening audience, my dream of being a speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, when I got the awakening of that back in 1998, since that time, no one has had to stimulate me and motivate me to be on this journey. I mean, I have battled some difficult odds to fulfill my assignment. I'm fighting to lead my life daily. Again, it hasn't been a perfect journey, but I'm not asking for anyone else to show me where to go. I seek God for his wisdom, and I'm on the journey doing it to the best of my ability. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely. But I don't need someone to say, come on, Rura, be a coach. Come on. No, it's in me. And so whatever your dream is, it's in you. It's coded in your very DNA. It's a part of the very fabric of how you have been created and wired. You just simply need to tap into that. And once you tap into that, I promise you, that passion's going to stir up on the inside of you, and you will start to move in the direction of that because your trajectory will be clear. You'll know your target, and so you will be leading your life. This gets me to the next point of you must absolutely love what you do. If you don't love what you do, Houston, we have a problem. Have you ever been around people? Okay, don't tell anybody, but you've been around people, and, you know, it's like they are such a negative Debbie Downer, Davy Downer. I mean, they are just everything. They can, if there's something negative to find in a situation, they can find it. Why? Because they don't love what they do. And so they're miserable. And then they get mad at others who love what they do and who fight for their dream against all odds. You know those haters. Maybe you don't know them. I know a few of them. And so you must absolutely love what you do. If you don't, you need to go on a journey of discovery and determine what is it that makes my heart sing. What is it that I'm passionate about? So you can fuel the passions in you. You know, I remember going on my journey of discovery before I made the connection with the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach in me. And I went back, one of my BFFs, my best friends from elementary, junior high, and high school. And I had a conversation with her. And it was interesting because she shared with me, she said, you know, you've always had an ability to motivate people. You have always come from such a positive place. Now, it doesn't mean that my life has been perfect because it hasn't. I'm a product of divorce. I've had some financial challenges, issues, this, that, and the other. I've had some trauma. But what I loved about what she was saying is that truly it's who I am. I am an encourager. I am a motivator. I am a master motivator, one who inspires others. That's who I've been created to be. And so I love what I do. I really do. Are there times that I got to do things that I don't quite like? Absolutely. But my strength zone, I love it. Do you love what you do? If you don't, you got a problem. And it makes it even more difficult for you to own your own dream. Do you believe in your vision? Do you believe in it? See, when we believe in our vision, we will bet on ourselves. We will take a risk on ourselves. But if we don't believe in our own vision, we don't have what we need on the inside. We have doubts, so we're like, oh, I'm not really sure about that. When you believe in your vision, it doesn't mean that you have all of the answers. You'll go on the journey of discovery, but you know that you're doing what you were created to do. So what if you had no limits? Speaking of, what would you do? If you had no limits, no limits whatsoever, when you take ownership of your dream, you commit to your dream. If you had no limits, what if you had no limits? Would you make a level of commitment that would blow people's minds? because you have no limits? What if you knew you could not fail? See, this is what we're talking about, taking the limits off. If you knew you could not fail, what is it that you would do? What is it? Would you start that business? Would you start that consulting firm? Would you write that screenplay? Would you write that book? Would you start that business? Would you create that invention? What is it that you would do if you knew you could not fail and you could take the limits off? Because the first in being able to answer the question is of ownership is that I must own my dream and prepare to start to move forward without limits. Take the limits off, whatever those limits may be. Whatever those limits may be, take them off. Take them off. Own your dream. Don't live life based on someone else's dream. You know, there are times where your dream may collaborate with someone else's dream. It may complement someone else's dream, someone else's vision. But don't let your baby die for the sake of someone else or someone else's. Make sure that you allow yourself to continue to thrive. And so, will you take ownership of your dream? If you're struggling, I hate to tell you. I hate to be the one to tell you, because remember, I'm a dream builder. If you are struggling, own your dream. That could very well mean that your dream that you thought was your dream is somebody else's dream. And you have to evaluate that and take the time to go on a journey of discovery to determine, is this mine or someone else's? And that is the question. Woo! I can only cover so much in this little tasty sample of Put Your Dream to the Test, the ownership question. We're going to get into the cost of the dream. But if you're interested in taking my 8-week private mastermind roundtable on this very subject of Put Your Dream to the Test by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. Again, Coach Adams is a certified John Maxwell team member, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And I'm excited to be able to offer curriculum tools that I'm very passionate about. And this is one that is so key. I love the 10 steps that you go through the question to evaluate putting your dream to the test, so you'll know where you are and understand those areas in which you have to focus in to strengthen your position around your dream. Let's take a look at the cost of the dream. When we're talking about cost of the dream, we're not talking just dollars and cents. So it's not just about the money, as many times you've heard me reference. Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? And that is a question that each and every one of us has to evaluate, because this paying the price is so key. Do you avoid the question of cost? Do you avoid cost? Do you avoid looking at your dream because you think, oh, my God, it's going to be too costly? And so you don't even try, you don't even allow yourself to move forward in it, because cost, not talking just dollars and cents, boils down to a number of different areas that we must evaluate. Because the dream itself, it's absolutely free. It's free, the dream itself. But the journey isn't, and that's the reality. The journey is not free. The dream is, but the journey is not free, because once you make that decision to step out, woo, and now you're walking in it, that's when the cost starts to kick in, because the price must be paid sooner rather than you think. The moment you step out, the cost starts calculating, and the question is, will I pay the price? Because the price will oftentimes be higher than you expect, than I expect. You know, when I launched out into full-time entrepreneurship in, I believe it was 2005, and that was actually for the second time in my life at that stage, because initially I was in real estate, former licensed realtor for the state of California, and I was full-time entrepreneur. I was a real estate financing specialist, 100% commission, but this is the thing. I was not willing to pay the cost that was required. Why? This is what you must hear. Because that dream was someone else's dream for me. And so I wasn't willing to pay the price. It wasn't my dream. That it might be, so I pursued it, but it really wasn't. Because the reality was I wasn't passionate. First of all, I don't like finance and numbers. Why am I doing real estate finance? Hello, Houston, we have a problem. That was an issue. First of all, out of the gate, I wasn't doing what I love. But this is what's interesting. The aspects of it that I did love connect with who I am today. And I remember a story that I share often about an application that I took for someone to refinance their home. And this was before I had a title for the coach and all of who I operate under in this season, as I've said yes to God's call on my life. And I remember taking this application for someone to refinance their home in Dominguez Hill, California here. And it was so funny because in retrospect, when I looked back, after getting out of that situation, I didn't know it then, but God in his awesomeness took me right back to their living room in that moment. And I remember the wife saying, hi, Shania, yeah, you know, we love that you are so interested in our lives, but we're just trying to refinance our home. Indirectly, what she was saying, she didn't have a title for it. I didn't have a title for it. I'm there under the umbrella of real estate financing specialist. And she was saying, when I look back in retrospect, that I was coaching her. And I often, and my mentor teases me, because the coach is in me, and I will coach you at any given moment because it's a part of my very DNA. And even when I didn't have a title for it, guess what? I was living it out, and I had to discover that side of who I've been created to be. And so when I was in real estate, that was not my dream. So when it came to paying the price, I was in real estate just for the money. I'm just being transparent and real and honest with you. It was about getting the things. It wasn't about purpose. It wasn't about passion. It was all about, I can do this. I'm around a lot of people at the time that are making a lot of money. Okay, this is how I can get the money so I can get the big house and get all the cars and whatever. It was out of my priorities were out of alignment. I was operating out of alignment of the hierarchies of success. I realize that now. And so therefore, when, you know, hey, when the money wasn't there and all of that, because I did not love what I was doing, guess what? I said, holla. I had a transaction that went south. It was the straw that broke the camel's back for me, and I stepped away from the industry, and I have not looked back. And when I stepped away, I went on a journey of discovering my dream, and what was it that I was created to do? What is in my very DNA that I haven't tapped into? Maybe I don't have a title for it, but I know it's not this. I was smart enough to determine that it was not it. And I wasn't willing to pay the price because I did not like finance. Did I say that I didn't like finance? I think you get the point. So when we're talking about the cost, not talking just dollars and cents, the dream is free, but the journey isn't. The price must be paid sooner than we think, and the price will be higher than we expect. We're going to have to make a lot of different sacrifices. There's some things that we're going to have to say no to. And so there's a lot that we have to pay that's not just in dollars and cents. The price must be paid more than once. You got to pay the price along the way on the journey. It's not that you just pay the price one time and that's it. It is. I want you to know this. It is possible. Hold on to your feet. Hold on to your seat. It is possible to pay too much for your dream. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, wait a minute. You're telling me to pay price, and now you're saying it makes too high of a cost. If it costs you your family, if it costs you your health, if it costs you your value, that's too high of a price. For me, it is. It's too high of a price. And so you have to determine, what is the price that I'm willing to pay? Like on my journey, I've made a lot of sacrifices to live out this dream, my God-given dream. I've sacrificed a lot. And I've done it, and I don't have any regrets, because I am telling you, the journey has been so vibrant. When I look at, now I would not have necessarily written this story in certain aspects and the way in which it has unfolded, but I have no regret that I bet on me and that I was willing to pay the price. And I'm still paying the price because, again, the price is paid at different levels. And so some of the types that I want you to realize and think about is, number one, time with your family and friends. There may be events that you want to go to, but guess what? You can't because of the dream. I remember a couple of years ago, my family in Louisiana was having a reunion, and I normally go, and my aunt called me, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't have another commitment. I'm focused on my dream. I, of course, didn't tell her I'm focused on my dream, but it was a scheduling conflict because of my dream, and I wasn't willing to sacrifice the vision of the dream and my purpose to just go. And I'm not minimizing it. Please hear my heart. Don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. To do a reunion. If I didn't have something on my calendar, of course. But I wasn't willing to say, okay, I got to cancel this event because of the reunion. So there are times, the types of costs, times with your family and friends, dealing with criticism from people who matter. Oh, my gosh. I know this one oh so well because early on my journey and different stages on my journey, I've had to deal with criticism around the choices that I've made, some of the sacrifices and people not understanding. I don't get it. You have lots of skills. What's up with that ministry thing? What? We don't get that. I remember early on, that was like a year into it. People were like, wait a minute, sister, you're making all these sacrifices for that ministry thing and purpose you're saying, and we don't get it. The criticism of it. And along the way, different choices that I've had to make, the price for overcoming your fears, I'm dealing with and facing this one on a regular, because our dream requires that we stretch out of our comfort zone. And oftentimes that, I don't know what's going to happen on the other side, creates fear. And so that struggle of overcoming that moment by moment, the price of hard work. Like last night, I had a late conference call, part of the executive team for Boss. And then I had some things I had to finish up. And so I was up late. Yeah, when other people were sleeping, doing burning the midnight oil, as they would say, the price of hard work. Are you willing to pay the cost? What is your dream worth, in essence, is the question. Because only you can truly figure that out and count the cost. You exclusively, no one else can tell you what that looks like for you. How much are you willing to pay for your dream? You know, interestingly enough, in my coaching session today with one of my clients, this was a subject that came up because I said, you have to determine, are you willing to pay the cost? Are you willing to pay the price of what's required to live out your dream? If not, you're just daydreaming, because your dream requires, your dream, your vision, interchangeable. It requires that you execute on it. You can't just sit back cute on a hammock, hey, I want to be whatever, woo, and drink your sangria or your tea or your coffee, your wine, whatever it may be. You have to do something. It requires that you do something. And you have to determine, one, how much are you willing to pay for your dream? But you also have to determine, what are you not willing to pay? Meaning your values, your integrity, your family, whatever that may be, your health. So some prices may be too high, as we've established. The bigger the dream, guess what? The higher the cost. I used to remember my mentors, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement. For more information, visit BostonMovement.com. Great ministry. I'm a part of it, have been since 2005, the Global Master Trainer. I'm staying mindful of time, and you can go to the website because I want to get this point out, but I want to give some love to my founders because what I'm about to say relates to a comment that they made for me. And I remember this was so key. Early on my journey, my mentor would often say, if you're already on the ground, how far is it to fall? Think about that. If you're already in the struggle, and you're already on the ground, how far do you have to go? It's not far. And the reason why I bring that point up with this particular area, because the bigger the dream, the higher the cost. When we're already low, it's not much that we're sacrificing. If you're already on the ground, it's not much. But as you begin to start your rise, now the cost is greater because you have more to lose. Think about that. And so the question is, are you willing to pay the price? So I want you to know, don't leave your dream to chance. Don't leave it to chance. Don't leave your dream to chance. It's one thing to have a dream. It's another thing to do the thing that you need to do to achieve it, the execution. Many of us want to just sit on the bench in life. And the people on the field and murmur and complain about them and criticize them, but we're on the bench of life. You have to be in the game. So, again, it's one thing to have a dream. It's one thing to have a dream. But it's another thing to do what you need to do to achieve that dream. Are you going to leave your dream to chance? I would hope not, because increase the odds of your dream becoming a reality is so powerful, and you have the tools at your fingertips through my next Mastermind Roundtable on Put Your Dream to the Test. Why? Because it's 10 dream test questions that allow you to discover, where am I on my dream journey? It allows you to engage in the process of determining, what is it that I need to do to assess, is my dream worth it? We talked about two today, and there's 10. So I dare you, our global listening audience of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, I dare you to dream. I dare you to prepare the dream. I dare you to wear the dream. I dare you to repair the dream. I dare you to share the dream. And speaking of sharing, I am going to open up our lines, and this is the time in our show that we love the interaction from you, our global listening audience. So I want you to know that we invite you in these final moments that we have to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. You have invested this time to chime in today, and we would love to hear, what are your thoughts? What are your takeaways? Did you get anything from what has been shared today? Don't be shy. This is a safe space. And while we're waiting for you to chime right on in, again, jump on in. I'm telling you, it's a safe space. You know, I often say, you wouldn't go into a teller in the bank and have the teller right before you and need to make a withdrawal and never pull any money out because you don't go to the teller and say, I need to make a withdrawal. You're just standing in the lobby of the bank. Many of us are standing in the lobby of life. We're not moving and taking the steps that we need to get the support that's available for us. And so, again, I want you to know that I'm here for you, and I would hope that you've gotten some richness. You've sacrificed this time, and we don't take your time lightly here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We thank you for tuning in for this hour of empowerment. But we would love to hear from you. What's your takeaway from what has been shared today on Put Your Dream to the Test, Ownership, and Cost? Any thoughts that you have, we welcome. Meanwhile, we're going to continue on. I'm going to give you a quick summary and share some additional information with you. So my private mastermind roundtable that I have referenced throughout this broadcast, as I mentioned, is an in-depth 8-week study. And I want you to know that I wanted to give you an overview of what that's going to look like, give you a little taste of some of the principles that we'll be touching on. Because the more questions you answer positively, the more likely it is that you are going to achieve your dream. So those of you that are achieving your dream, it's because you've answered questions along the way, maybe not specifically these questions, but they've probably come up in different ways. So the 10 questions that are outlined in Put Your Dream to the Test really set you up for greater success. The 10 questions that you must answer, the 10 questions that you must ask yourself and lay your dream over are so powerful and key because they give you greater clarity. And speaking of which, clarity is one of the questions. The 10 questions in Put Your Dream to the Test are foundational, and they give you 10 reasons, and this is what's important, 10 reasons why you should pursue your dream. Because it's not just enough to have one. Like, I want to make some money. Hey, bring on the money. That was me in real estate. It's not enough. If you just have one, it's not enough. And so Put Your Dream to the Test takes you on a journey of 10 questions to evaluate. We touched on them earlier, and as we summarize and prepare to close out today, I want to remind you and share them with you. But I'm going to pause because we do have a caller, and I love the interaction. Area code 510, last four digits, 7735. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for tuning in. What's your question or comment?
I really enjoyed the show. This is Veronica Wilson, and I was just thinking about it was very encouraging because I am a dreamer, always have been. But how I was thinking about dreaming in older age, because in a society that we live in, a lot of times people feel like, well, I should have did it when I was younger. How do you feel about that?
I love this question. And let me tell you why I love this question, Dr. Veronica. Because I am of the philosophy and the mindset, and I thank you for bringing this question to the boardroom today, that it's never too late to accomplish our dream. As long as we have life in our bodies. For those that are listening in, and I wasn't prepared for this question, I can't recall the age when Colonel Sanders started KFC. He was late in age when he started KFC. For those that are listening in, Google it if you don't believe me. That's one illustration that comes to mind. And he has gone on, obviously, to have great success, to leave an amazing legacy for his family. When I heard his story, because I didn't know that he started later in life, That so encouraged and blessed me. And whatever age, it's never too late. Because as long as we have life in our bodies, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we still have an assignment to fulfill. And so I believe that it's never too late. Dream. Do it! I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think that's why a lot of people put their dreams on others, because sometimes they don't do it, and then they want to see it fulfilled to another person.
And that's so true, because they don't have the courage to do it. And so now they try to push it off on someone else because they want to see it fulfilled, but you still have the opportunity, not specifically Dr. Veronica, I'm saying in general, the person still has the opportunity. They're still breathing. That means there's still purpose in you. And so it's never too late. We may have to tweak and make adjustments, but it's never too late. So pursue your dream. Dare to dream. And I'm so excited that Dr. Veronica will be taking Put Your Dream to the Test, right?
Yes, I'm excited too. I'm looking forward to it.
Yay! Well, if there's no other questions or comments, I thank you. Thank you for tuning in and for being here today and engaging. I so appreciate that. I'm going to do my closeout now, and I know you and I will be speaking soon. I thank you so much. Hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. And speaking of the host queue, we still have a few moments. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question or make a comment around today's show. Would love to hear from you. And as we get back into just giving you a summary of the 10 questions that we'll be digging into on Put Your Dream to the Test, ownership. Is my dream really my dream? We spoke about that today. Clarity. Do I clearly see my dream? Reality. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? Passion. Does my dream compel me to follow it? Do I have pathway? Do I have a strategy to reach my dream? Sometimes we stall because we don't have a strategy to reach our dream. People. Have I included the people I need to realize my dream? We spoke about people on last week, and so visit our on-demand library to hear more about people and the little taste that we gave you around that subject. Have I included the people I need to realize my dream? You know, when we're later in life, it may mean, and this is a great point, Dr. Veronica, I'm loving that this is coming up, that we need to have more people on our team to help us to bring our dream forth when we're older in life. Hey, let others help us to expand time, partner with others who are experts in certain areas to support us in our dream, the people. I love that particular question. So getting the right people on our team, cost. We've talked about cost tonight. Am I willing to pay the price for my dream, not just in money, the M-O-N-E-Y. We spoke about some of those areas of cost. Tenacity. Am I moving closer to my dream? Fulfillment. Does working towards my dream bring satisfaction? If you're not fulfilled, Houston, we have a problem. Significance, does my dream benefit others? Our dream is not for us. Our dream is so that we can touch others. We can make an impact into the lives of others. And so as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, I want to say to you, hear me. I hope you hear the vibrations of this. Dare to dream. Prepare the dream. Wear the dream. Repair the dream. And share the dream. If you were shy and you didn't interact with us today, that's okay. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, so socially you can make a comment. You can kind of interact with us. We would love to hear from you. If you're not already a member, just simply ask to be a part of the group. And again, it's an open group, so all are welcome. And I want you to really evaluate, what are you doing, going to do differently in this season of your life to get different results? If you don't like the results that you've been getting, now is the time to do something differently. And now is probably the exact time that you need a one-on-one winning coaching partnership, a one-on-one winning coaching partnership. You may need to get into my private mastermind and the collective intelligence of others so that you can move to the next level with your dream. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.